Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You are listening to the Lucha Central Podcast Network, and now, Lucha Central Weekly. Hello and welcome to another edition of the Lucha Central Weekly Podcast. This is the podcast that lets you know all of the latest happening in the world of Lucha Libre. Each and every week we give you what's happening in the world of Lucha Libre with promotions based in the U.S. as well as Mexico-based and luchador-related news. And, well, as you can tell, I'm doing this a little bit off the cuff because we have a different format this week. This is Miranda Morales, and, of course, I'm being joined by my two co-hosts. Introducing first, he is the dashing one, Mr. Dusty Murphy. Dusty, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you doing, Miranda?
I am doing great. And with that, we have the third member of this trio, and that's who?
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 It is the one and only Brendan Barr.
Hey, how we doing?
Doing great. Yes, this is our Christmas edition of the show. Of course, the Lucha Central Weekly Podcast. Well, you can find on luchacentral.com and also all of your favorite podcast streaming platforms, including Spotify, Google Play, iTunes, Podbay, Speaker, and much, much more. And of course, with our partners over at thechairshot.com. For this week's episode, well, we did something a little different, and we hosted an interview with the one and only Little Cholo. Yes, you may know him from Lucha Underground. You know him if you are a West Coast wrestling fan. You've probably seen him all over the place. And if you're a fan of Expo Lucha, of course, he's been featured there, as well as the Deep Cut itself, Wrestling Society X. So, someone who's been on our television screens and live events for many, many years and really kind of an unsung hero of Lucha Libre. Before we jump into the interview, guys, I just want to get your thoughts on some key things that you picked up on the interview or key things that fans should listen to on this interview with Lil Cholo. And Dusty, I'm going to have you go first.
One of the key things to me was the influence of Rey Mysterio. He mentions it in his interview. We've talked about it with myself and others. Maybe it's just my personal experience, but I feel like lately this kind of confirmed my theory that Rey Mysterio is perhaps more influential than Santo, simply because we don't have the footage. People don't know what he looked like in the ring. It was all movies. You know, that's all we have is him wrestling in the movies. And so I would say Rey's ring work is definitely more influential than Santo because of all the people that he's gone on to influence, people that, you know, see him as the pinnacle of Lucha Libre, and Lil Cholo himself sees him as the pinnacle of Lucha Libre. So I really liked that.
And Brendan, what about you?
I'm going to touch on what Dusty was talking about first and just mention that, that we did during the course of the interview make some comparisons between the two because they are both West Coast based, luchadors that started in the U.S. around the same time.
Yeah.
But for me, what I love is, he let the secret out. He's got a school and he's big on wrestling the next generation. Like when we're talking about his matches that he wants to wrestle the younger kids. He's not hunting down the legends. He's looking for the future mm-hmm. legends.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, that's something too, to go off of what both of you are talking about, the influence. Him talking about how he got into Lucha Libre is definitely one of the funnier parts of the entire interview that you definitely have to listen to. But yeah. I also agree the fact that he's very excited about the future of pro wrestling and who is coming up and who he wants to face next. So that I think too is something you really want to check out on the interview. But the whole thing is really fascinating. We talk a lot about where, you know, he's worked previously, some of the promotions and shows very near and dear to our hearts, and things that he has up and coming. So make sure you listen to it, which will be coming up next. However, again, I told you this format is different this week. So instead of doing it at the very end of the show, we're actually going to be doing our plugs for the site now. So make sure you check out luchacentral.com, your centralized place for all things Lucha Libre. You can also check out Lucha Central on social media at Lucha Central on Facebook and Instagram and at luchacentral.com on Twitter. Don't forget, while you're at it, to follow us on social media. Dusty, where can our listeners find you on social media?
I am on Instagram at Dusty Murphy, and I am on Facebook at facebook.com/Dusty Murphy.
And Brendan, where can our listeners find you?
I am 321 T-shirt guys. That's the guy. That's the numbers. 3211. And T-shirt guy is all spelled out.
And me, Miranda, go ahead.
Sorry, I didn't say the usual thing. I'm on Instagram and Facebook, and of course I'm on Twitter because everyone knows I'm on Twitter at this point.
He is the designated Twitter guy. I was just going to jump in. Me, Miranda Morales, you can find me at the #Miranda, #spelled out. And before I forget, again, this week's Christmas format is a little bit different, and our next two shows after this will be different because it is our annual end of year awards show. We have, got that in place for our shows, right around a New Year's and the week after New Year's. So we will be presenting our end of year awards, categories and nominees on the first episode. And then the week after that, we talk about all of the winners and why they were voted upon as such. So definitely check out our end of year awards episodes coming up in the next 2 weeks. And we're just very excited for you guys to be able to listen to that as well as our interview with Lil Cholo. It's again, a great interview with lots of really cool tidbits of history, of experience, and also just someone who's a real ass dude. We were really honored to be able to speak with him on the Lucha Central Weekly podcast. So thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. And here you have it, our interview with the one, the only, the legend, the West Coast staple, Lil Cholo.
Why should you visit TheChairShot.com? TheChairShot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Hey everyone, it's Denise Salcedo here in Lucha Central Central with a reminder of where and when to catch all of the great network content this week. Get the full lineup and listen to all of our shows in the podcast network section of LuchaCentral.com. On Tuesdays, Mass, Mats, and Mayhem takes you inside the world of Lucha Underground as they take you weekly through the series with the benefit of hindsight and the benefit of special guests from the groundbreaking series. Check out the premiere video stream every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on the Lucha Central YouTube channel and at luchacentral.com. Then listen to it on your favorite podcast platform every Wednesday. Tuesday nights live, it's WrestleBoss, where Fabi Chulo talks MMA and pro wrestling with special guests and listener call-ins. Visit WrestleBossLive.com Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. Pacific to listen live or call in with questions or download the show on podcast platforms on Wednesdays. Wednesday nights live on Facebook, it's Spanish show La Mesa de los Margaros, giving you both the news and the chisme from around the lucha world. Special guests and a whole lot of fun make it one of the most talked about shows in Mexico. Thursdays, it's Straight Out of the Bodega with Papo Esco and PWR promoter Gabriel Ramirez, as they have guests from throughout the wrestling world pull up to give an inside look into their careers. From indie standouts to television superstars, each week brings a new name and perspective. On Friday, it's your double dose of Lucha Central weekly podcast, one in English y el otro en español. Lucha Central Weekly is where you'll find all the top stories of the week, both inside and out of the ring from Mexico and anywhere luchadores are in action across the globe. Be sure to subscribe and follow all your favorite Lucha Central Network series on your favorite podcast platforms, either by their own series name or subscribe to the Lucha Central Podcast Network show pages to get all of the shows in one easy feed. And please consider giving a rating to help more fans find the shows that you love. For now, this is Denise Salcedo signing off from Lucha Central Central. Have a great week.
Lucha-Masks.com by Pro Wrestling Revolution. Bringing you, in partnership with Mask Republic, the Lucha Brothers, as well as Japanese legend Ultimo Dragon. Go to lucha-masks.com and fight Lucha Strong with masks from your favorite Lucha Legends and Pro Wrestling Revolution luchadores. Stay safe in style and represent your favorite luchador. Get yours now at lucha-masks.com, powered by Pro Wrestling Revolution.
Hello and welcome back to the Lucha Central Weekly Podcast. This is the podcast that lets you know all of the latest happening in the world of Lucha Libre. This is Miranda Morales being joined by Dusty Murphy and Brendan Barr. And today we have a very special interview for all of you listeners. He is a veteran wrestler known for his work and influence in the Southern California independent scene. He has been featured on Lucha Underground, where he's gone by a few different names, Mr. Cisco and Mala Suerte, and also a show close to our hearts, A Deep Cut Wrestling Society X. He's also wrestled for Vendetta Pro, Venue Wrestling Entertainment, Board Promotions, GCW, PCW Ultra, and of course, Mass Republic's own Expo Lucha. He is one half of the Lucha Homies with Mariachi Loco. He is known as El Mero Mero himself. Please welcome to the show, Lil Cholo. Thank you so much for being on today's show.
Wow, with an intro like that, man, I don't even know how we can go forward.
Oh, we got the questions lined up for you. We are all very big fans, especially us here out on the West Coast. You mean very, very much to us out here. You represent the West Coast with pride. So thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you very, very much for having me. But man, like I said, that intro is, man, I wish you could announce me all over the place.
We can arrange that. I'll give you my rates. We'll work on this. We'll talk about it later. But first, straight to business. You know, as someone, as I mentioned, you have really been a staple out here on the West Coast. You've been really instrumental in the California independent scene and in Lucha Libre. So can you share with our listeners more about how you got started in pro wrestling, but especially Lucha Libre? What are some of your earliest memories, and how did that turn into a wrestling career?
You know what? Long story short, I didn't really watch Lucha Libre until around 93, 94. And that's when I really got into it. I had never seen any masked characters before then. I had seen like Santo and Blue Demon and stuff like that in movies, but I never really watched Lucha Libre outside of that. I had always been a fan of like WWF growing up as a kid. But, yeah, right around 94 is when I got into it, and I just kind of just stuck with it pretty much all the way up until I debuted in October of
1998. 98.
Wow. Yeah, very cool.
October 28th, 1998.
Whew. How did you get started in training and stuff back then? Like, this is before the internet was really around. Like, yeah.
I had no idea how to even get into wrestling. I didn't know that schools existed or anything like that. I actually ran into he was a buddy of mine in middle school, and I saw him walking around school with a wrestling T-shirt on, and it had Pedro Aguayo's face on it. And I recognized the face, and I said, hey, you like wrestling? And he's like, yeah. And I was like, oh, that's pretty dope. And he's like, my dad is a wrestler. And I was like, man, get out of here. Your dad ain't no wrestler. Especially around here. I'm like, your dad ain't no wrestler. And then I just kind of blew it off. I happened to be going to the swap meet, which is the Anaheim Indoor Marketplace, kind of a famous place around here in Orange County. And I saw a sign that said free lucha libre. And I was like, what? I'm going to go check this out. So I went and I sat down in the front row, and I'm watching the show, and I'm just like, I didn't know how to react. I was like, this is the first time I'm seeing something like this in person. It was something not like what you would see on TV at that during that time. And sitting there enjoying it, and I feel a tap on my shoulder, and it was my buddy from middle school. And I turn around like, hey, what are you doing here? And he's like, what are you doing here? I just came to check out the show. And he's like, oh, well, my dad owns this. And I was like, what?
Oh, and, nice.
And I was like, no. And he's like, you want to meet him? And I was like, sure. And he introduced me to his dad, who was his dad being Martin Marin, one of my first original trainers.
Yeah.
And he introduced me to him. And he goes, oh, I hear you're a big fan of wrestling. I was like, for sure I am. And he goes, well,
yes, sir.
He goes, well, we have a wrestling school here, and we charge this much and this much. And honestly, I couldn't afford it. I told him, you know what, I'm going to have to talk to my parents about it. But we'll see what we can do. And he told me straight out that day, he goes, you know, I can see it in your eyes that you really want to do this. And if you come and help out at the shows, then, you know, I'll give you a break on the training. And I was like, all right, cool. And then when can I start? And he's like, next week. And I never left after that.
And that was it. Oh, that's so cool.
He knows. He knows. Yeah, yeah. That's the trick. You spot the one that's gonna stay like that. That's great. That's fantastic.
Yeah. And Martin's legit. Like, he was trained by Dr. Wagner and Dr. Wagner Jr. Like, he's, yeah. Yes. He's got connections. Yeah.
Oh, a lot of connections.
Oh, and that was pretty cool. You knew he had to be going the lucha route if he's running a lucha libre show in the Southern California area.
Yeah.
Exactly. And there wasn't a lot of lucha libre promotions around that time around here. And it was crazy. That's where I that actual first show on his show was the Fallen Angels, Christopher Daniels. And
wow, that's so cool.
I looked at him and I was like, who is this wannabe Shawn Michaels looking dude?
Back when he had hair?
He had hair and everything.
Oh my gosh.
And, yeah. And he walked out and he was strutting and stuff. I even told Chris about this story, and he was like, he goes, oh man, my haircut. And I was like, yeah, he was rocking a mullet, you know, and it was pretty cool.
So so we got what you did from school. Did you stick with Lucha Libre after that when you started to try and break out into the indies, or did you kind of just go wherever you could?
I've kind of based my style off of Lucha Libre. But, you know, people ask me what my style is, and I call it hybrid. It's just a hybrid of styles. I kind of mix up a little bit of everything, whether it be Lucha Libre, American style, pro wrestling, maybe a little bit of the strong style, and, you know, throw in some hood stuff, you know? So
yeah. Gotta have some of that in there.
For sure.
I mentioned a few of the shows and events that you've been a part of. Specifically, again, fans will be most familiar with your work on Lucha Underground, Wrestling Society X, and even Expo Lucha. Can you kind of share your thoughts on some of the differences between shows like that, especially Wrestling Society X and Lucha Underground, and how that even translates to a live event like Expo Lucha?
Going into Lucha Underground, there was a lot of rumors and speculation that it was going to be kind of like a Wrestling Society X type thing. Mm-hmm. And now they shut that down really quick, just by the way that they mm-hmm. just by the way that they filmed it and the way the production was and stuff like that. You know, Wrestling Society X was cool. It was that was definitely an experience in itself. Working with Kevin and the people, you know, his production people, they were pretty dope. And then you know, that was definitely a learning experience for me, because with that experience I took everything that I learned from there and used that in Lucha Underground, and it definitely helped me for sure. But going on to the live event stuff, I really wish Lucha Underground would have taken more advantage of what they were doing on TV to actually put out a live event. Live event product, because that was definitely something that was missed out on for sure.
Yeah, that was. Go ahead, Dusty.
How were you approached to appear on Lucha Underground?
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
I'm sorry, I kind of lost you.
That's okay.
You're good.
How were you approached to appear on Lucha Underground?
I actually got the call directly from Krista Joseph. I don't know, I'm not sure if you really know who Krista Joseph is. He was one of the guys, he used to write for WWE. He was known as Big Dick Johnson in WWE. Mm-hmm. And He had given me the call, and he had told me that Chavo Guerrero had recommended me. And me and Chavo had kind of hooked up, like we linked up earlier on in that year. And they had asked him if he knew anybody out here on the West Coast that he'd be willing to put trust in to recommend. And he threw my name out there. So that's when I got the call from Chris.
Very cool.
I just lost my train of thought. Go ahead, Miranda.
Well, I kind of want to jump around. So we talked a little bit about the past. I want to jump into the future, because you are working right now with Venue Wrestling Entertainment, and you will be kicking off 2022 off right with their New Year's relaunch show on January 7th. Yes. Can you tell us, I mean, that show is going to be big. Already matches have been announced, including the feature of Bandido. You yourself have been featured on a match as well with Crazy Chaos, first time ever. Can you tell us kind of what is your anticipation going into this show?
I'm not sure if we're allowed to cuss on here, but I know that
all right. Yeah. We also will let Kevin Kleinrock give the thumbs up on his behalf as well. That's the boss man. Yeah. He's our Proxy boss man mode. Now. So, okay.
Our grilled cheese overlord.
I know that was the question I should have asked from before, but you know what? Going into the show, I'm very excited. I've never wrestled Crazy Chaos one-on-one before. And we're probably going to beat the shit out of each other. So it should be fun.
I expect nothing less. And speaking of Venue Wrestling Entertainment, you were recently awarded the 2021 Fan Favorite of the Year. And what does that mean to be recognized by the fans of Venue Wrestling Entertainment like that?
You know what? It felt dope because it's an award. It's coming from the fans. And
yeah,
like I say all the time, you know, if it wasn't for the fans and, you know, then we wouldn't be in the spots that we're in. So it made it mean a lot more for sure. But, yeah, you know, that's what we go and do this is for them, you know, so it felt pretty dope.
What would you say the biggest changes, you know, like you've been around for a while on the West Coast, what would you say the biggest changes have been on the West Coast scene in your time wrestling?
You know, the biggest change is definitely the size in the wrestlers. It's definitely for sure. When I first started, the sizes of the wrestlers compared to me when I first started, I was definitely the smallest guy around. Definitely the lightest guy around. You can't tell by the way I look now, but yeah.
Cause well, you're only like 20 years old. I know you just celebrated a birthday.
Wow. You're pretty small,
correct? You're not even old enough to drink.
Thank you so much. Hey, you were just making my day today.
That's what the facts are telling me. Sorry, go ahead.
That's what we're here for.
No, when I first started, and I know I have some pictures online on my IG or whatever, but I was maybe like 110 pounds soaking wet when I first started wrestling. So compared to, you know, to everybody else, everybody was like 6 foot tall, 6'2", like 245, 275. I was definitely getting tossed around like a rag doll, but those are like pretty much the major differences from what I've seen now. A lot of the guys that are now definitely a lot shorter. Some are built, some are not, but I think that's probably the major difference that has changed over the past years.
All right. So since we're kind of looking a little bit back and a little bit ahead, let's go with an easy one that you get a lot out. Favorite match, and then anybody that you're looking for.
Oh man, favorite match. You know, the way I look at it, I like every match because, you know, as long as I come out of every match not getting injured and being able to do another one, I think that's pretty dope. And
yeah,
I like those type of matches. I also like the matches, you know, where they end up throwing money at the end of the ring or at the end of the match, you know.
Yeah, everybody's got to like those.
those are pretty cool. And you know what? Those just make it feel so much special because, it's like a way of tipping us in a way, but it's like showing us that they really enjoyed what we did that night. And that really means a lot. But as far as favorite match goes, I'm probably going to have to say which was my dream match, my ultimate bucket list. And it was the goal that I set going into wrestling. Especially after seeing this man, he became my idol since I was a little kid. And I told myself I either want to wrestle with or against him. And that was my match with Rey Mysterio Jr.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah,
very cool.
He's so influential in Lucha and to the American audience, but I feel like you've also seen that from really the ground level with your training through the promotions you've worked for. And also there's a lot of parallels with both of you repping the West Coast the way that you do. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. You know, both of you are West Coast staples.
We got to keep it 100. And, you know, I'm from Orange County and from the West Coast, and, you know, everything I do is for my West Coast peeps, you know, and, even when I travel outside the West Coast and we go out to the East, we got to show them how it's done. We got to show them how we do it out here. And we're going to do that till we can't do it no more.
Yes. I mean, I just got to pop myself here and be like, why is West Coast wrestling the best wrestling? I feel like it's so underrated and undervalued compared to other scenes out there. But what do you think people are missing out in West Coast wrestling?
Oh, man. You know, I think they really need to give it a chance. That's what I really think they need to do. It's, you know, when you first start watching it, it's like, you know, this is what we're used to. So they're like, oh, this is what we like, and that's what we're used to, and that's it. So anything else that comes around, they're probably like, nah, we don't want to watch it. But I think if they give it a chance and realize that there's so much talent out here on the West Coast that's untapped, unchartered, it's like they're missing out. They're missing out for sure.
Big time. Big time. So when you mentioned what leaving the West, so when you go out away from the West Coast, are you able to just turn that into being like a little bit of the – because you might have not have noticed, but you have kind of this bad guy heat anyway. Do you turn that as part of the bad guy kind of aura you've got?
Are you saying I look pretty mean?
I'm saying you might have built a reputation.
Gotcha. No, you know what?
You just play one on TV, right?
Yeah.
You know what's funny is that everybody tells me, like, man, you look so mean, but you're so nice. and I don't know how to take that. Like, is that a compliment or should I be meaner or should I be meaner? No. I don't know, but yeah, everybody usually they always tell me, it's like, you know what, we didn't want to approach you because you always look mad or you look no, just come up to me, say what's up, you know, like I'm cool, I'm human just like everybody else. So
cholo version of resting bitch face.
They see this like. And yeah, they don't
want
to.
Excuse me. Yeah, we all can't see it right now, but that was like
hit top. Feel it.
Yeah, but you know I do definitely take advantage of it sometimes, especially if, like if I'm working rudo or a heel out like in Texas or like New York, like the New York fans, they hated me. They hated me.
Good.
So bad. And I really didn't know why, because all I did was when I walked out to the crowd and I just said, fuck New York. And, you know,
you just spoke some truth. What's wrong with that?
Apparently they don't like it when you say fuck New York. I don't know. Yeah. That's a big deal,
Yeah, you know. At the end of the night, you know, I ended up losing my match and, you know, I apologized to the crowd and I said, you know what, I apologize. I didn't really mean to say, you know, you guys suck or anything. But we had wrestled in the night before in Boston, and then I closed out with saying, yeah, the fans are way better in Boston than you guys. So that didn't go too well with them either. So
can't help yourself. It's all good.
It is what it is.
We talk about it on the show, but have you noticed there's a big difference between California Lucha and Texas Lucha? That like Texas Lucha is more mat based and kind of a brawling style, and California Lucha is more aerial based and a lot more, you know, fancy, I guess, for lack of a better word.
It's just like the food out there. It's just like the food. yeah. When they come out to here and they're like, oh, we're going to get some Mexican food. They think, oh, that ain't Mexican food. And then when we go out to Texas, we're like, oh, let's go get some Mexican food. That's not really Mexican food. So they have their version, you know, they have a Tex-Mex version, and then we have our version. So I guess it's up to everybody's taste, you know.
Yeah.
We really talked too about the importance and value of lucha libre as a cultural aspect of pro wrestling. You know, what has lucha meant to you throughout your career?
Man, it's meant so much. You know, it's given me everything that I have. You know, it's given me every opportunity that's ever come my way, and I'm so grateful for lucha libre. And, you know, that's pretty much it. Like, I'm just so grateful. And, it's such a passionate, style of wrestling. It's not everybody's cup of tea, but, you know, it's definitely mine for sure.
So what are your big plans for 2022? You know, we touched on some of them, but what else have you got on the horizon?
I want to step in the ring with a bunch of new talent that's out there. There's so many possibilities and so many, I guess you could say, dream matches that I want to have. But, yeah, I just want to go out there. I want to step in the ring. I have a school out here in Orange County. And I want to be able to step in the ring with a lot of the talent that I'm helping develop out here. So that's something that I definitely plan on doing in 2022. Also, like I said, like there's so much talent that's being, you know, showcased all over, not just here on the West Coast, but on the East Coast, that I would love to get a chance to be in the ring with. You know, I've never had a one-on-one match with like Jack Hartwheel. I would love to have that happen.
Yeah.
You know, I'd love to be in the ring with Bandito. There's guys like, there's a guy out there, I believe he's from Texas. I'm not really sure, but his name is, ASF. He's one kid that I would definitely want to step in the ring with. Ultimately, like, I've always wanted to step in the ring with Homicide. That's definitely a dream of mine.
Oh, man.
To be in the ring with Homicide.
Yeah.
You just written all over.
Ticked all of our dream match boxes with that one. Goodness.
I have so much respect for that man. And we have a lot of similarities in what we do in the ring. And I would definitely love to go toe-to-toe with him. And I hope that happens, if not soon, in the near future.
Oh, man. Well, you've said it, so hopefully we can make that happen.
That'd be dope.
Well, so you teased the school. Give us the shout-out for your school so that we can, you know, maybe help people walk in and learn some wrestling. I support wrestling in wrestling schools big time as part of the independent scene, so...
Of course. We have the Lucha Homies Pro Wrestling School, pro wrestling/Lucha Libre. We do a little bit of, it's mostly Lucha Libre with American style psychology. Mm-hmm. And, we train people from the ages from 9 until whatever age you want to be, you know,
that Lucha tradition, right there.
Yeah, pretty much. Like right now I have a 9-year-old who's in my class, and this kid is amazing. He's 9 years old and he is just flipping around and rolling around, and we were going hold to hold yesterday, and yeah, he's a lot smaller than everybody else, but I give this kid 2 years of nonstop training more, and he's going to be one of the best out there.
That's amazing. Libre, yeah. At its finest.
Yeah.
Nine years old.
We joke about that. One of my wrestler friends just said that luchadores do shoulder rolls coming out of the womb, and here you are training 9-year-olds, so.
Yep, for sure. But yeah, if anybody's interested out here on the West Coast, Orange County specifically, we have the Lucha Homies Pro Wrestling School here in Stanton, California. We have classes Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday nights. And, you know, all you have to do is hit me up via IG or Facebook, and I'll get them all the information.
Sounds great.
Thank you so much for your time on today's show. Please, yeah, feel free to share your social media so that way our listeners can find you.
Oh, man. Yeah, the best way to find me right now, I've been a lot more active on Instagram. So you could follow me at LittleCholo01 or on Facebook at JuniorJRCholo.
Don't forget, you could check out Little Cholo at Venue Wrestling Entertainment's New Year's relaunch show on January 7th. And, of course, I know we'll see a lot more of you throughout the new year. So make sure you follow Little Cholo on social media so that way you get up to date on where you're going to be able to see him next. Thank you so much for your time. It has truly been an honor to be able to interview today. Thank you for repping the West Coast wrestling, and we will make sure our fans know where you're at in the future.
All day, every day, and I'm gonna continue to show the world in 2022 why they call me El Mero Mero.
Right on.
Yeah, thank you so much for joining us. I'm Miranda Morales, being joined by Dusty Murphy and Brendan Barr. Don't forget to check out the Lucha Central weekly podcast at luchacentral.com. Also available on all major podcast streaming platforms. We're with you every week, so stay tuned.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.